This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Coming up later on the show today, the beatbox meets a cappella singing. The group Slammin' performs live in our studio. But first, sex, drugs, strange deaths, blood transfusions, and subversive Louie Louie lyrics. Nothing sums up the ridiculous circus of rock and roll better than the urban legends and hoaxes that surround it. From Mama Cass choking on a ham sandwich to the duo White Stripes being siblings to the granddaddy of them all, Paul McCartney dying in a car crash, there are plenty of myths just waiting to be debunked. So today, in anticipation of April Fool's Day, we'll do just that. Joining us is John Flansburgh, one half of the alt-rock duo They Might Be Giants. John, welcome back.
It is so exciting to be back. How are you?
I'm well. I'm wondering why we've started with this song, Lies.
Because it is a fantastic song, John. it's by a group called the Knickerbockers, who are the pride of Bergenfield, New Jersey. The four mop-top lads of Bergenfield, New Jersey, replete with their fake English accents.
Yeah.
And, this song, it's called Lies, and it was, just in that Beatlemania moment, they were kind of the most accurate version stateside. But many people thought that it actually was the Beatles. And it was a moment in rock where really not, where pretending you were from Britain really had a big payoff.
So, I mean, every field has its own urban legends and myths, science, art, politics, whatever. But they seem to flourish particularly in the fertile ground of rock music. Why is that?
I mean, I think there have always been people who misrepresented themselves. I guess in the history, right from the beginning of recording, there were white blues men who pretended to be black blues men who pretended to be white. All sorts of acts like crossing racial lines. But I think it really came into bloom during the psychedelic era. I mean, I think that the Bob Dylan motorcycle accident, the Paul McCartney, Paul is dead, mm-hmm. I buried Paul moment, is one of those things where it just culturally, I think it really helps when everyone under the age of 23 is high. when you really start, when I was actually doing some research on the Paul is dead thing, just for my own, personal. I do want to say just the only hoax that is being perpetrated today is that I'm an expert on hoaxes. I'm just a music lover and musician and a fan of all this stuff. But
so Paul is dead.
Yeah. Evidently, one of the big parts of disseminating the myth around Paul McCartney being dead was an article in the Ann Arbor, Michigan State paper, which is a daily paper that goes out to 20,000 college students or something. And it was just a joke article, a review of Abbey Road, where he just kind of made up all this stuff. And those turned into the instant, the phone call to all the little brothers and older sisters of the world saying,
did you hear?
Dude, Paul is like dead, man. Check it out. There's four dots on the back of the Abbey Road album cover. That proves it. I mean, some of the things are so far afield